Good afternoon. I would like to call to order the January 9th, 2023 regular session of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting at 5:03 p.m. If you wish to address the commission on any item or items on this agenda, including call to audience, please complete a blue speaker card located on the agenda table at the side of the room. Please include what you wish to discuss, filling out the blue speaker card completely. Once finished, please hand it to the recording secretary. As the agenda item comes up, I will invite you to speak at the appropriate time. And right now, I just have the one. Is that right, Ms. Tolme? Ms. Tolme, may I have the roll call?
Commissioner Bozeman?
Present.
Commissioner Casals is excused. Vice Chair Lee?
Present.
Commissioner Paul?
Present.
Commissioner Pliego?
Present.
Commissioner Scanlon is excused. Vice Chair Lee, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Tolme. And Vice, or did you say Vice Chair Scanlon? No, Commissioner Scanlon was just appointed by the Town Council this past Wednesday, and he will be with us next month. I will now open call to audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. The commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. I have a speaker card dated today from Tim, Mr. Terrace, correct? Please state your name, and if you are a town resident, for the record, you have 3 minutes.
There we go. Vice Chair Lee, commission members, town officials, my name is Tim Terrace. I am a resident of Oro Valley. Thank you for letting me speak tonight. I'm here representing a neighborhood group known as the Concordia Buena Vista Group. My purpose tonight is to initiate dialogue and request assistance in continuing to preserve our town in areas that might be considered for and qualify for inclusion in the National Historic Register. Specifically, those areas include Oro Valley Estates, Linda Vista Citrus Estates, Tract Number 2, Campobello, Shadow Mountain Estates, and Shadow Mountain Estates East, all of which are basically centered on the intersection of Calle Concordia and Calle Buena Vista, and include the original site, the beginning of Oro Valley. The last study was conducted by this commission in 2014 and needs to be updated now. These areas contain numerous residential structures that meet the age criteria of being built before 1973, or in other words, 50 years, and they also contain some other historic features. I'm requesting the assistance of this commission in learning the process, complying with all directives, and moving forward at the state and federal level to achieve this goal. I look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Terrace. And right now, this is where I can ask staff to look into it, or? And so that is something that I would like to talk about in the future, but I'll drive on. thank you. Thank you. I'll now close the call to the audience. Council Member Solomon, do you have anything to report today?
No, thank you.
Thank you, Council Member Solomon. Consent agenda item number one, review and approval of the December 5th, 2022 meeting minutes. Do we have any discussion? No discussion. I move to approve the December 5th, 2022 regular session meeting minutes. May I have a second?
I second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bozeman. Ms. Tolmie, may I have the roll call vote?
Commissioner Bozeman.
A.
Vice Chair Lee.
Yes.
Commissioner Paul.
Yes.
Commissioner Pliego.
Yes.
Thank you. It's passed.
Regular session agenda, item number one, election of Historic Preservation Commission chair. I'd like to open nominations for chair.
Mr. Vice Chair, I nominate you as chairman, if you're willing and able to serve.
I second.
I was just going to ask if you have any other nominations. Okay. I move to elect Vice Chair Lee as the new HPC chair. May I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Pliego. May I have the roll call vote?
Commissioner Bozeman.
Yes.
Commissioner Lee.
Yes. I can vote in this? Yes.
Commissioner Ball.
Yes.
And Commissioner Pliego.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Tolby. Regular session agenda, item number two, election of Historic Preservation Commission vice chair. This person would step in and act as chair at any meeting or function the chair was unable to attend. Do we have any nominations for vice chair? And we can nominate ourselves, right? Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Commissioner Bozeman, do you have interest?
Yes.
So I nominate Commissioner Bozeman to serve as vice chair.
Thank you. I move to elect Commissioner Bozeman as the new HPC vice chair. May I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Paul. May I have the roll call?
Commissioner Bozeman?
Yes.
Vice Chair Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner Paul?
Yes.
Commissioner Pliego?
Yes.
Thank you.
The next item is department update. Mr. Jankowski.
Thank you, Chair Lee, and commission members. Thank you for the opportunity to address you this afternoon. It has been a little bit quiet in the Parks and Recreation Department since our last meeting around the holidays. Like I'm sure most folks, things do slow down a little bit, but I did want to provide you with some updates from some previous events, as well as some an opportunity upcoming. On Tuesday, December 20th, we had over 1,200 people attend the Parks and Recreation Department Snow V event at the Community and Recreation Center. It was very well attended. The kids enjoyed playing in the snow and getting their photo taken with Santa, in addition to a number of other games and activities that took place on the property. That's our second time hosting that event, and we've received very good public support for that. So it is something that I believe is going to stick around and become an annual event now for us. Everybody enjoys the opportunity to play on the snow and the golf course. So that event went well. We started off the new year on January 1st with our Hot Cocoa 5K at Steam Pump Ranch. We had 440 people register for that race. The weather was not in our favor. It was a little bit cold and rainy that day, so 320 showed up to run the day of the race. Again, this is a professionally timed 5K event, and the aim behind it, once the costs are paid associated with the event itself, the remaining revenue gets put into the town scholarship fund for youth activities. So of those registrations, we were able to add $5,000 to the town scholarship program for the upcoming year. We typically do the Hot Cocoa 5K on January 1st each year, and then we do the roundup at the ranch, usually in the month of June, which also goes to fund the town scholarship program. One other item of note is at the last town council meeting this past Wednesday, I had the opportunity to present an update with regards to the town senior task force. This was a strategic leadership goal enacted by the current town council to focus on senior activities, programs, events in the community and how we can expand on those. So we worked for a period of about 8 months with, it started out with 11 community volunteers. We finished up with six of them. I see a couple of them in the audience today. But we were able to do a presentation on Wednesday and share those findings as well as recognize these nice ladies who assisted with that process. So that was very good. I plan in the future to bring back some new programs and activities that we'll be doing to highlight the data and the effort put into place for the senior task force and how we as a department are going to be carrying that out. So that's all very good. And then later this month, you received an email on the 24th at 10 a.m. at the Steam Pump Ranch Garage. Author Jim Williams will be providing a presentation on the history of Steam Pump Ranch. Mr. Williams published Claiming the Desert, Settlers, Homesteaders, and Ranchers in Oro Valley, Arizona, from 1865 to 1965 in 2018. So Mr. Williams has done some additional research, and he'll be sharing what that is at the Steam Pump Ranch Garage building at 10 a.m. That morning. So very much want to invite you all to come out if you're able to do so and hear what he has to say. Like I said, it's been a bit of a light month for us here in Parks and Recreation with the holidays, but we are ramping back up here for the spring and the new year. With that, that'll conclude my presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Jankowski. The next item is future agenda items. The commission may bring forth general topics for any future meeting agenda. Commission may not discuss, deliberate, or take any action on the topics presented pursuant to ARS 38-431.02H. Do we have any items to add to a future agenda? No comments. Thank you. Seeing no further business, I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 5:16 p.m. May I have a second?
A second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bozeman. May I have the roll call vote?
Commissioner Bozeman?
Yes.
Vice Chair Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner Paul?
Yes.
Commissioner Pliego?
Yes.
Vice Chair, your meeting is adjourned. Thank you.